Nearly 100 school districts in Oklahoma now have permanent three-day weekends. Lucky kids, right? Well, maybe not. The state of Oklahoma has slashed funding to public schools, forcing many of them to cut costs. Some school superintendents say they're happy with the new schedule, and Randy Harris is one of them. He's superintendent of Wagoner Public Schools outside of Tulsa. And Randy, welcome. Students in your district don't go to school on Mondays anymore, but you've also made the other school days an hour longer. So just, you know, remind us, how did you get to this point?
Yeah, our general fund right now is receiving $4 million less than we did 10 years ago, and we've only lost 110 kids. So we are hurting, we're strapped financially, and we knew we could save some money, some fixed costs by going to a four-day week.
Well, how much money does it save you? Because you still have to pay the teachers. I assume they're under contract.
Sure. The teachers and the support staff, we didn't cut their salaries at all. But obviously, we're not running buses one day a week, so that's less transportation, less fuel cost. And then also utilities is a big part. And what we discovered was substitute pay. We spent $95,000 the year before we did a four-day week on substitutes, and that equals about two teacher salaries. And so if we thought if we could increase teacher attendance, we could cut that in half. And that was our goal, and we actually met that. So I'm going to anticipate $120,000 in savings, which to us, that's almost three teachers.
Well, the Brookings Institution recently came out with a study about four-day school weeks in March. They found that they rarely save money and called the idea a contagion. The state of Oklahoma this year said that 9 of the 16 districts that they studied ended up spending more money than they had before. So, I mean, is there a chance that this could backfire?
Well, part of the research that I'm looking at when I do it, because I'm just looking at Wagoner Public Schools, some of the savings also were just intangibles. Our teachers in the state of Oklahoma have just been beaten down over the last few years, almost a decade, and our teach morale is incredibly high. We're able to recruit and retain some of the best and brightest teachers in the state, and we're very proud of that. Mm.
So it's a benefit for them, but what about for the students? Because there's not a lot of information out there about how this affects academics. I think there's one study from Colorado that says kids on a four-day school schedule, they did better in math, but then there's another study out from Montana that says performance starts pretty strong and kind of then fades off afterwards. Are you sure that this isn't hurting kids academically?
Well, we're not sure of anything. What's hurting us academically is, in just the schools in general, is the lack of funding in the state of Oklahoma. But the data that we pulled some at Christmas break, and what we found was surprising. Our reading scores in our elementary kids were up. Our discipline was down. Our attendance was up. But again, you're looking at 1 year snapshot. You don't have any longitudinal data to pull from. And so... You know, the travesty in all this is how bad we continue to underfund education in the state of Oklahoma.
Sure, but it trickles down, right? Because you've got some low-income kids who maybe rely on a school lunch program, who have one less meal during the week. Some parents have to work 5 days a week. What are they going to do if their kid is suddenly has to stay home on Monday?
Sure. And we tried to address all of those as well. You know, the school is designed to give an education. We also worked with a nonprofit that provided child care on Mondays and before and after school as well for people that were low income. It was free. It was a very minimal charge for those that weren't. And we have 2,350 kids, and we only had at max capacity maybe 10 showing up on a day.
How typical is it, though, to have nonprofit partners step in? Because I'm thinking in a lot of neighborhoods where this happens, maybe across the country, they may not be so lucky.
You're absolutely right about that, and that's the thing. It's not a blanket fit that's going to help everybody. However, in our situation where we have some amicable partnerships and some great relationships with some nonprofits and some churches and local agencies, it has worked out really well for us. And we're really blessed and fortunate to be able to say that.
Your state superintendent of public instruction said that a four-day week is not a long-term strategy. But I wonder for you if it will be, because if you decide that someday you want to take back that benefit and go to 5 days, you might have some upset teachers.
Oh, I'm not. Trust me, it won't just be the teachers. The kiddos are probably going to have a revolt as well on us. But you're absolutely right about that. But this is how dire our situation is. We have five school sites, and two of our sites don't have art teachers right now, which is a travesty. We have 5 school sites, and we only have 3 librarians full-time. We have library aides filling in spots at other libraries. When we get recouped with our money and we're able to fill those positions, now the problem becomes, are there even people left in the state of Oklahoma that we can pull from to put quality applicants back in those positions? So we're just trying to do the best that we can in Wagner and provide a wonderful opportunity. And it allows us to reach out and develop some partnerships with people that may not exist in other communities.
That's Randy Harris, superintendent of Wagoner Public Schools there outside of Tulsa. Randy, thank you very much for joining us.
You bet.